Welcome to the Pathfinders Action Team Accountability Call and the wonderful team that have committed to this portion of the call, have committed to going to, if you're listening for the first time, you can go to pathfinders.biz and complete the Getting Started Guide and fill out a 90-day success planner. They have all done this. They are completing their weekly process tracking forms filled out. They compile their numbers every Sunday night and come to this call ready to give their numbers, no excuses, no reasons why, this or that, no storytelling. This is all about accountability and productivity and the great things that are happening in your business. They are committed to attending or hosting an overview or preview every week. They also are committed to monthly, quarterly events. Silvers or above, they need to at minimum qualify. Silvers and below are on their way to silver. Need to do a minimum of 1,500 PGV and have to sponsor one new consultant a month. So we're ready for the next slide, please, Rick.
Going right there.
And here is, if you're watching via WebEx, the accountability form. So if you hear the team members calling out, what they're talking about is they have a goal of contacts and an actual, and then they have a goal of how many people they either bring to a preview or show a preview online and then sign-ups, and that means a signed application. So they're giving you a goal and then their actual numbers for their ABCs, the decision process, and then sponsored. All right, Ricky, thank you for changing it. Thank you so much. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start our call off with, I'm going to go ahead and start it off with Rhonda and then follow up with Ken and Byra Anderson. So Rhonda, go ahead and give us your numbers and tell us about something great that happened in your business this week.
Okay, well, my goal is 50. My actual was 10. My goal was 10. My actual was 3. And for sponsored, my goal was 1 and my actual was 0. And A1 Cowboy, those numbers are going to be much bigger next week, so I'm really looking forward to that. I've got a few things in the pipeline that I'm really excited about. And one of the things that happened this past week was I was talking to a person who has a dental practice, but they also do cosmetic surgery. And It's just kind of interesting their perspective on it and the network that they have to work with. I was listening to somebody who was doing a presentation, and Greg Rooney was talking about it. He went into his dentist's office, and he was, you know, they had a picture up of all the contraindications, you know, the things that they wouldn't work on, so that if you were a patient and you came in and you qualified for any of these things, there would be no question as to why they might refuse service. And he was blown away at the fact that one of the things right there on the list was anybody taking the osteoporosis drugs they would not work on. Now, we know, I know, he was just blown away right there, black and white, big poster right on the wall in the dentist office. And, you know, we know what the contraindications are. We know what happens when you take those drugs, but the average person does not. They're not educated about that. And he figured he would just ask the hygienist, you know, what the reason was. He wanted to see what her response was. And when he asked her, she said, well, because it's a liability.
Uh-huh.
So they know, I mean, because of what's happening with the osteoporosis drugs that people are taking and what it does to the body, and it's actually detrimental and causes brittle bones and you know, osteoporosis, which is a deterioration of the jaw, they absolutely will not work on somebody like that. And here we've got that can literally reverse bone density issues. It's in one of the top osteoporosis journals in the world. How exciting is that? I mean, I just got excited all over again. They know about this. You know, they know about the bad stuff. So all they need to know about is the solution. So we just need to get out there and let them know what the solution to that is.
Excellent. I agree. We definitely have a lot of good information and some good news to share, reinforced by everything that we just went over on the call. So thank you, Rhonda. You have a great night, and we'll see you Thursday night in the Worldwide Preview. Ken and Myra Anderson in Bastrop, Texas, why don't you go ahead and give us your numbers?
Well, good evening, Paige. I hope everybody's doing our numbers for ABC were our goal was 13, our actual was 5. For decision making, our goal was 3. We got 3. For signing up, our goal was 2. We ended up with 0. And Barbara will tell you the best thing that happened to business.
Well, we had a little get-together, had a barbecue this last Saturday, and had invited a lot of people that had signed up under us and ordered products every once in a while over the last year to 2 years. And they got around other people, which third-party credibility is great because it sparked an interest in the products again and the business. And also, we did 6 rollouts that day. And a lot of people will do rollouts, but they don't. They'll do it for a while and kind of slack off on them, and it's very important. So just wanted to mention that third-party credibility can be good.
You know, and what's interesting, too, about you guys, you just plowed through the week, made no excuses, and you guys were both very sick all week long, and you still did everything you were supposed to do and did not complain one, didn't hear one time, and everything you were saying was we were sick. You did an event, you did 6 rollouts, you had 3 people at the event online or at the preview. I mean, you guys, tremendous. So thank you very much for the reminder about the rollouts.
Thank you.
And we hope you feel better, too.
We will.
All right, we'll see you guys Thursday night. Thank you very much. All right, I'm going to go to Karen Frost, and right after Karen, I'm going to call on Connie first. So Karen, go ahead and give us your numbers.
My numbers were 10 and 2. For the division, 10 and 0. For the goals, I was hoping to sign up 1. I did not sign up any this week. But I ran into some interesting people, and I find that there is awareness coming from the magnetics, people that I would not have any idea that they're aware of things like this. They say, yeah, I've heard about that. And so it gave me an opportunity to talk about what we're doing with magnetics. So that's cool.
That is good because, you know, the posture you're having when you're talking to people, you just keep on going. You just keep on telling the people. And I know you've been traveling a lot and working a lot of different areas, so I know your numbers will be up. And we will see you Thursday night, and you have a great week. So now I'm going to go ahead and go to Connie. And next, I'm going to call on Paula Lefebvre. Connie Fur.
Hi. My numbers are 10 and 8, 3 and 2. And 1-0. And the best thing that happened to me is I have an in-home going on next weekend, and I got a second one booked for the same week. So I'm excited, and I agree with Ken and Barrett. The old saying about it's not what you know, it's how you make them feel. So we got some rollout plans going on. So I'm just excited about having 2 in-homes in 1 week.
That is awesome. In-homes are a great way to get people connected to the products. That's awesome, Connie. All right. Thank you. All right, Paula V, go ahead and give us your numbers. And right after Paula, I'm going to call on Darren Sliva. So, Paula, go ahead and give us your numbers.
Okay, my numbers are 20 and 18, 5 and 2, and 2 and 0. And one of the most interesting things that happened last week is that I met a prospect, and we were sitting there talking. The meeting was an hour and a half, and it was mostly personal and a little bit of business. And then when we were talking about when we moved on to something personal, he would come back and say, hey, I wonder if I could use, he was sitting there while we were talking, thinking of ways that he could incorporate some of the products into his existing business as well as when I explained to him what Total Wellness was, my mission towards sleep. He's like, I haven't had a good night's sleep in 2 years. And I thought, well, I'm the person you need to talk to, but I did not start out going, how was your sleep last night? You know, so we had mostly personal, but a little bit of business, and he kept coming back to the business, not me. So I would drop a little, like, eyedropper of information. I'd say, well, you really need to come to the preview, and I had him confirmed to come this Thursday. So it's pretty exciting.
It is, and you know, that brings up a really good comment on posture when you're contacting, which is something I've watched you grow into, is that, you know, when you're kind of weak, when you're asking questions or trying to get to know people, they can smell your fear. And the best way to stay in control is to be the one asking the questions, and that's exactly what you absolutely just told me your conversation went down. I know who you're talking about because I met with you this week, but you were the one asking the questions, and just because someone asks you a question, that doesn't mean you have to answer right then. You can continue having control, and as long as you just don't look needy, you're the one that's in control of the questions. That's how you are going to meet people and contact people. This is probably one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn personally, is to just give the information and get out of the way and not take it personally and just be observant. And not every person you come in contact with, you need to get their email, their name, their phone number. It's okay to go through the day and just meet people and just be friendly and get good at observing and watching and just getting to know. You don't have to go in for the name and email for every single person you met. But that's great, Paula, because I know you were asking questions every step of the way, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I'll see you Wednesday, but we'll also see you Thursday at the preview, on the worldwide preview. And let's go ahead and go to Darren. I would like to go to Steve and Terry Grossman Wine to call up with our young ones, Stephanie and Winston Eason. So let's go to Darren now.
Just not used to my normal name, but that's okay.
All right. Bravo Delta.
Hey, that's me. I'm ready. Okay. My numbers are 2523-5410. I think the biggest, there's more of an aha than anything that happened this week when talking to people. You know, I don't go out there and puke neeking on people. I go out there and see who's, you know, alive, eyes open, breathing, upright, who are receptive to, I guess, just normal talking. But if you truly show people that you're interested in what they have to say, they will tell you everything. It's kind of like what you guys were just talking about. The best way to answer a question is with a question. There are several people I talked to this week, just at the store or whatever, strike up a conversation with them and just kind of listen to what they have to say. I mean, there was one gal, I told Steve about this after it happened, is that I was at Walgreens, and this gal was reading the NyQuil, and I said, oh, looking to sleep tonight? It's kind of goofy stuff, but in the short amount of time that I talked to her, I got that she was going to medical school and trying to go back to work at a school that she used to be a student at and can't find a job and all this stuff like that. And I said, you know, I don't know if what we have would be something for you, but here's, you know, I got her information, sent her the link, and did that with several people. But the biggest thing is when you find out, you know, or you show people that you're truly interested in what they have to say, they will tell you everything, and they'll tell you what they're looking for, and chances are you might have a new friend.
Exactly right. I can't agree with you more, Darren. That is exactly right, because if you go in there just talking about yourself and what you have to offer, you'll find that that's a very one-sided conversation. And like you said, within just a few minutes, this young lady told you everything you needed to know and how you could possibly show her something. You didn't know if it was for her or not, but you could show it to her.
Right.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that. You've been definitely kicking some, you know what, as far as getting people on the worldwide preview, and we look forward to the Daragon, which is what we've renamed the Paragon Award, being placed on you very soon. So thank you very much, Darren. Continue on. And
we'll
thank you for sharing with Anthony, too.
No problem.
All right, Steve and Terry Gross, I know Rick Murphy will be in Waco tomorrow night at your event, so please give us your numbers and tell us about something great that's happened to you.
Well, I want to explain my numbers first, and what I mean
okay.
by it, not my numbers, but my goals. My goals have always been 30, 10, and 3. I've always shot for 30, 10, and 3, and I've always managed to get, you know, anywhere 15 to 18, somewhere around there, maybe a little bit more on occasion. But you know what? Rhonda has inspired me. And I mean, she has really inspired me. And so I told her, when she came on as the new co-host, which I'm really excited that you're a new co-host with us, Rhonda. I'm excited to be working with you. But I have doubled my efforts. So my new goals are now 60, 20, and 10. Okay? So that will be my new goals from now on. And I want to tell you something. This week we had a lot of snow and a lot of nasty weather. But you know what? Because I set my goal at 60, I actually met and talked and presented to 28. So I'm going to keep my goal high because I'll shoot high if I have a high goal. You know, aim for the moon and hit the street light or whatever you call it. So anyway,
yeah.
These are my numbers. My numbers are 60 and 28, 20 and 2. I was really excited I had 2 on, even though that there was nobody at my preview per se because of the weather, but and then 10 and 0. So that's my goals from now on, Rhonda, and I appreciate that that you are pushing me like that. So those are my numbers for tonight. And this week has been really a good week for me. Since we had such bad weather and people didn't want to drive at night and all that neat stuff, you know, people come up with every excuse you can think of. That's all right. You know what? I made it an extreme effort to go out and meet more people. So, you know, where you lack on one, you start throwing them in the pipeline on the other end, and I think there's going to be a lot of neat things come out of it. The other thing is that, you know, we're beefing up. When I always tell my downline and anybody else that asks, when Terry and I went silver, we made a commitment to do it, and it was actually a decision to do it. And when we decided to do it, we did it. And we did that by having several previews a week. And so we're having 2 up here, and tomorrow night we're going to have Rick up here, and we're really excited. I started putting my numbers together to put my little text message group together for my people in just the Waco area, and wow, you know, it sort of like surprised me. So that's my excitement for this week, and so there you go. I'll turn it back over to you, Paige.
Well, you know you're running with the right crowd when the competition turns into a healthy competition where you're actually up in each other's game. You know you're in the right crowd.
Oh, exactly. And I don't know. I forgot to ask. I think my wife is on tonight. Honey, are you on there?
Yes, she is.
All
you
right.
Say anything?
Hi, Terry.
Say anything?
I'm just really excited. You know, there's a lot going on, and I'm ready to do this.
Right on. So good to hear your voice. What an awesome team.
Conference recording has stopped.
All right, Stephanie and Winston Eason, please give us your numbers. We love your energy and excitement, so please share with us what's going on with you.
All right, our numbers are 15 and 9, 6, 0, and 2 and 0, and I'll let my beautiful wife tell you the best thing that happened to us.
Okay.
Although, Dad gave a really good sermon a couple weeks ago talking about how no matter if the weather is ugly or if it's not the brightest or, you know, just anything to that matter, you know, make the best out of it. And I think Winston and I really, really, really went the extra mile to make the best out of this week because it's been so nasty and it's just, it's been beauty in disguise because Winston's gotten to stay home a few days this week from work since the weather's been nasty and it's given us time to think and to, I guess, brainstorm together about what we want to do and how we want to do it and how we're going to get it done. And just to see what it's like to be with each other, you know, day after day and just waking up at leisure and getting to spend quality time with each other. And I think, and it just kind of gives us a view about how we're going to be living in, you know, the next 6 months, you know, once Hugh's not working up there anymore, you know. So we'll actually get to spend good quality time together and get to hang out and, I guess, enjoy each other.
Yeah, working together, you're twice as powerful. You get so much more done when you figure out who wants to do what, right?
Exactly.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. And we'll see you guys on the Worldwide Preview as well as all your in-homes you have going on there in Waco. So thank you,
That's
guys.
That's nice to know she listens to my sermons.
Well, hey, there's a bad bonus.
I love you too, darling.
I'm a little bit offended by Cowboy because, you know, despite the ugly weather, we were at the preview on Thursday.
Yes, we did.
That's true. All right. We'll give you that one back for sure. You guys have thrown down the gauntlet for sure. All right. Thank you, guys.
Very
much for all your participation in the call. It's you're definitely leaders by getting on this call and telling everything that's going on in your business. And, you know, your enthusiasm is contagious, and I encourage you, Rick and I both, to hit the ground every morning with that same enthusiasm and thinking about reworking your goals, because no one's going to stay the same. Your goals are going to change every week. They should. You should sit down and compile your numbers and rework what's going on. Use all the tools that are available to you. Use your teammates. So we just want to encourage everyone. You guys are really showing a lot of leadership by being a part of this action call team. And we wish you the very best this week. We will see you all on Thursday night on the Worldwide Preview. And we are so excited about the Pathfinder Summit. The tickets are now available. So you can go to Focus on Growth for those tickets. And we will see you tonight on the Worldwide Preview. Thank you guys, everyone, and have a great night.
Thank you, too. And everybody have an awesome week.
Well, get the ground running.
Bye-bye.
Bye.